If I tell you something is hard, what does that mean? Get your mind out of the gutter. You're going to catch these hands. Are you ready for this jelly?
I am ready for this jelly. And I feel like saying ready for this jelly is something that the Generation Zers don't say. And so you need to stop saying that immediately.
Welcome to another week, everybody. The Chicks on the Right podcast. It's going to be a really good one today.
It's a New Year's. It's a New Year's edition of the Chicks on the Right podcast. You got any resolutions? Because you don't really make resolutions, do you? You don't. I make them for the both of us. I make New Year's resolutions for everybody. I write lists. I have a scroll of resolutions that I will promptly break in like February.
Like on parchment? Like, do you unroll it?
In calligraphy, I write them and I unroll them on the wall and I put them up so I can see them every day and I can see what a failure I am all year long. That's what I do. This is how I roll.
Mom. Like you told me that one of your resolutions was to stop calling people asshats. And it was so weird because one of mine is to start calling them asshats.
I call way too many liberals asshats. And I'm like, you know what? You've got to reel that back, Daisy. You got to reel it back because
I'll just do it on your behalf.
It flows too freely. And then so what I'm going to do is I'm going to let that flow out of my, you can catch it and you can start saying it more because asshat and the asshattery that occurs in the world over the past 2 years has been crazy. But yes, I had you make a lot of resolutions for the two of us. And one of my resolutions is to learn more lingo to be able to communicate with my almost 12-year-old. She'll be 12 in February. So you're an expert.
I have got you so covered on that. I need to correct one thing I said. I did make one resolution for the new year, and that is I'm going to get more stuff from my pillow.
Yeah. I think that's a great resolution.
I resolve to get probably another set of king size pillows, another set of sheets because they're amazing. I may get a set of moccasins because I already have the slip on, like the slippers, the slide ins.
You want the real ones that go around.
And
the
I'm
back.
Thinking I want a pair of the moccasins. And right now, 40% off of the moccasins, which is amazing. Or the slipper on the slip ons, whatever.
Because you can wear those for fancy occasions, like with your evening gowns.
Right, exactly.
You can wear those. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's 50% off right now on the mattress toppers. And I'm kind of thinking about splurging on that as well. And if you're thinking about getting a mattress topper, now is the time. Just go to mypillow.com/chicks.
You guys, it's 50% off. Just enter promo code CHICKS or call 800-875-0513 for all the MyPillow specials. It's 800-875-0513. Just use the promo code CHICKS at checkout. Save now. Do it. Do it today. Do it today.
Resolve to do it.
Do it. Resolve. Yes. Uh-huh.
So I'm very excited to quiz you today and get you to learn Gen Z terms. But before we do that, we should specify what the Gen Z generation captures. Because I learned today that there are all kinds of generations that I didn't even know about.
This is very educational. You gave me a all this information in tabular format. It was like getting a Gantt chart of all the all the generations. I felt very educated. And also, I felt also clueless at the same time because I'm like, I didn't know there were all these things sandwiched in between, like millennials and Gen X. There's a whole generation sandwiched in between us. Who knew?
Who knew is right. I didn't know this, but like just to do a quick recap, and we'll start with the greatest generation. So the greatest generation starts in birth year 1910. All the way through 1924.
And then
the silent generation. I always thought my parents were boomers, but they're not. They're a part of the silent generation.
Interesting.
Which starts, 1925 to 1945. If you were born between 25 and 45, you're part of the silent generation.
Why is it called the silent generation? Do we know? We don't know?
Well, they won't tell us. They're very quiet.
I guess because they're super quiet. They won't talk about it.
And then after that are the boomers. The boomers run through birth year of 1946 to 64.
Interesting.
And then the very best of the best.
It's us.
Generation X, man.
Gen
what?
X.
What?
What?
So we are 65 to 79.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like solidly in there because I'm a 69 and you're a 71. We're like solidly
in right
there.
In the middle. We're right wedged in the middle. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this other one. I have never heard of this. Zennial. Zennial is 1975 to 1985. But I didn't even know this was a thing until today. No clue.
Yeah.
It's as surprising as a silent generation. I have no clue. So Zennials. Okay. So you exist.
You do exist. Yeah.
Welcome to your own little classification of people. Yeah. And good then after Zennials, after Zennials comes Millennials, which is 1980 to 1994.
Then our kids. And this is the group that seems to be the most creative when it comes to their slang. And so that's what we're going to learn today is Generation Z, also called iGen. Generation Z, we're going to learn their slang. Now, I already know all of these words because I'm very, very hip. As right. You know.
Now, just so you know, there is a generation that came after our kids. We both have Generation Z kids. There is one after that called Gen Alpha, because Gen Z is 1995 to 2012. Gen Alpha is 2013 up until 2025, they say. And then after that, it's going to be God only knows what. They're going to name you something. But anyways, but our kids are, yes, in fact, Gen Z. And you're going to teach me all about the lingo since I am completely unhip.
Some of these I think will be familiar to you, but there might be a couple of new ones. And some of them are just so dumb. And I'm just like, why are we doing this? Why?
Right.
And a lot of these I've actually learned from producer Jacob, because Jacob is a Gen Zer and he's what, 26, I think. And he uses all of the words.
Now, our producer, Valen, here at Radio America, she also is a Gen Zer. We came to find out today that she was born in 1997, and holy crap, we are old. Like, when I heard she was born in 1997, I was like, oh my God.
I know.
She's like, right. She's right there, like in the middle. I mean, she's kind of like but she's in it.
She is a Zer.
She'll know all of these.
I think she will. And if she doesn't, she's going to get hip just like you are. And the three of us will be hip together.
There we go. Okay.
Are you ready for this jelly?
I am ready for this jelly. And I feel like saying ready for this jelly is something that the Generation Zers don't say. And so you need to stop saying that immediately.
That's a good point. I don't know if they have a phrase for are you ready? Okay. So if I call you a snack, what do you think I'm saying about you?
Oh, I know what that is. That means that I'm hot. Like, I'm good looking. I am cute. I'm a snack.
But what if you're a whole meal?
Does that mean, let's see, if I'm a whole meal, does that mean that I'm somebody that you want to date, like long term?
I mean, a whole meal is like better than a snack.
But how much better is being cute? You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? I need to know what that means.
Well, it's like if you say that person's a snack, but that person over there is the whole meal.
So that person's on fire. Like that person is hot. This person's hot, but that person's on fire. Okay. All right. So you want to be the whole meal. You want to be the whole meal.
I mean, I think if you have to choose between those two things, you definitely want to be the whole meal.
Okay. All right.
It's not bad to be a snack.
No,
it's
I mean,
better to have a whole meal.
Okay. Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. Okay. All right.
Okay. So this one I hear all the time, and it kind of irritates me. It's one of those ones that just kind of grates. But like, if I tell Jacob, for example, hey, Jacob, I need you to send me a note about XYZ, and he will reply, bet. Have you heard this one?
What?
It just means okay. It means I got you, or okay, or I agree.
He says, okay, now the first time he said this to you, did you say, what are you saying?
No, I accidentally already knew because I knew it from TikTok.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
See, this is where there would have been a communication breakdown. If he would have said bet, I would have been like, bet what? What are you talking about? Like, there would have been an absolute Jimi Hendrix communication breakdown at that point. I would have been like, what are you talking about, you idiot? Bet what? And then... there would have been a generational divide, because that doesn't make any sense.
It's what they all say.
Okay. So is it like short for you bet? You betcha.
Kind of. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like that. Maybe that's where it comes from, is like, it's a shortening of you bet.
It comes from Sarah Palin. You betcha.
Although I don't think there's a single Gen Zer who would be like, oh, I got that from Sarah Palin.
Exactly.
I just don't think that that is a thing.
Okay, got it.
Okay, what does it mean if I say, ooh, that song is a bop?
That song rocks. That song is awesome. I could totally rock out to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job. That's right.
That's easy. That I felt like that was really easy.
You can also interchange that one with, that song is a banger.
Okay, that song is a banger. Whatever happened to that song slaps?
It's still, that's a verb. That's a verb. So the bop and the banger are nouns. If you want to say a song bumps or slaps, those are verbs.
Oh, wow. God, you are so much hipper than I am. Okay, all right.
But I'm really not, because when I say any of these things, I sound ridiculous.
You do sound ridiculous. And then your son, he rolls his eyes so hard that they stab his brain. Yeah. Okay.
For real. It's bad.
All right. Okay. Bumps and stuff.
And when he gives me that look, I like, it makes me want to ask him if he is going to catch these hands.
Oh my God. Okay.
You want to catch these hands?
Do you want to get smacked across the face?
You want to fight? You want to catch these hands?
Okay. See, it's okay. Instead of fighting. So you want to, I thought maybe it was, you want to throw down? You want to throw down?
It's kind of like that.
You want to throw down. God, that sounds so stupid though. You want to catch these hands. Like catching these hands sounds so, it sounds so much fuzzier and warmer than I'm going to kick your ass. You know what I
know.
I mean? Because it used to be that we would just say, I'm going to kick your ass. And now it's, do you want to catch these hands? It's such a, right? It's such a difference in generations, because it's like, you can't say, I'm going to pummel you and kick your ass. Now it's, do you want to catch these hands? You don't
Somebody's
have to.
Somebody's going
to
catch these hands. Y'all are going to catch these hands if you keep it up.
Okay. All right. All right. More.
All right. So if I tell you something is hard, what does that mean? Get your mind out of the gutter. You're going to catch these hands.
I could think of a lot of things to say back to that. Okay. If something is hard, it's difficult, right?
It's cool. It's cool. It's good. That's the new way to say cool. I don't know why.
Why do they have to make it difficult? Why do they have to take something that is like,
I don't know.
If it's hard, it's good. So they,
right.
They,
it's super cool.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's super cool. The current word for party is kiki.
Why?
I don't even know how, like, I don't know the context for like how to be cool when you say it, but cause it's hard for me to imagine, hey, do you want to go to a kiki on Friday night? Like, it sounds so ridiculous, but I mean, I did see that that is the word for party is kiki.
Okay. Especially if it's like, you know, the star football player who's giant. He's like this big bulky dude. And he's like, we're all going to go to a kiki on Friday night. Can you imagine? It's like, no, I don't. That's the thing. Like, I can see maybe girls saying it, but I can't see a bunch of guys saying it. Yeah. It's just kiki. But you know, I know how you're going to transition into this Advergen you sell. You're going to say, for your next kiki, you need to make sure that your skin looks good.
You need to make sure it looks super on fleek. I don't even think that's a thing anymore, but it used to be a thing.
Right. That was 10 years ago. That was a millennial thing.
But I can say that if you use GenuCell skincare products, you have mad steez.
What is that?
It's another word for cool. Like if you have an outfit that looks cool, your outfit is steez. Or you can say that outfit is steez, or you have mad steez.
You have mad steez.
Right now you have mad steez skincare. Like your skin
is mad steez. Your skin is steez.
And your skin can also be steez if you get the most popular package from GenuCell, which, by the way, they extended their 60% off sale for another week. So like, order immediately.
It's basically free. I mean, it's just free. Now listen, when you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, you can do that, or you can call them or whatever. And then if you're talking to somebody in customer service, tell them that you want your face to look like steez. And we want to know. And then let us know after you order how that goes down for you. I want to know.
I don't think you're supposed to say look like Steez. I think it just, you want to look Steez.
You want to look Steez. Okay, either way, I want to know how that works out for you when you order your GenuCell and the most popular package is 60% off. I want to know.
Let's continue. Again, lovegenucell.com/chicks if you missed that. All right. Do you know what I am referring to when I say, wow, you've got a nice whip?
A butt.
No.
It's not your butt? Because like when you whip it around, it's not like a, it's not like my ass?
No.
Like let it whip?
You're very far off. You're very, very far off.
You've got an, okay, you've got a nice whip. That's the context.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's your car.
Okay. A whip. W-H-I-P, whip.
Mm-hmm. That's what the kids are calling cars now. It's a whip, not a ride. Like, I guess you used to say nice ride or whatever, but like a whoopsh. Yeah, that's the word that they use now.
Whip doesn't make any sense at all. Okay.
But I bet if you said it to like, I bet if you said to Gwen, if you like pointed at a really cool car on the road and was like, what do you think of that whip? She'd be like, oh, that's like a nice whip. She would totally know. I bet she would know.
Oh, I think she would too. I mean, I'm going to have to ask her for sure.
Yeah,
Jackson knows these, right? Like he knows them. He
totally
he talks like this with his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
He doesn't use all of these. Like there were a few that I pointed out to him. He was like, "I never say that. I never say that." But whip is something that they do actually say.
But he understands what they are. He may not use them, but he understands what they are. People, okay, this is like the all right. Okay,
yeah. But this is helpful, right? Like if you hear the kids talking, you'll at least know what they're referring to.
Yeah, because I would have thought it was ass.
Right. And you would have been like, boy, you're going to catch these hands if you talk about my girl's whip. But really, it's just her car.
It is. It's just car. Yeah, it's car. Oh, my God.
I know. So much to learn.
Are there more?
Oh, yeah. What do you think I'm talking about when I tell you that I need to beat my face?
When you need to beat your face?
Yeah.
Oh, gotta beat my face. Mark, I have no idea. You have to beat your face. Like, that is okay. Beat your face. I've got to beat my face. I mean, I don't even know. I have no clue what that's ridiculous sounding. It sounds ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, especially because all it means is that I need to put on makeup.
Why would you say beat your face?
I don't know. That's what they say.
Okay. All right. All right. So, beat your face is put on makeup. Because we'd say stuff like put on your face, but not beat your face.
They've made it more violent.
Yeah, they totally made it more violent. They made that more violent and then other things not as violent. This is the thing.
I know.
Okay.
But that is a thing. Now, this one I'd heard before, but I did not know what it meant. This one I had to look up. So truth be told, I'm not as hip as you actually think I am because I had to look this one up. But have you heard it when people go, skirt?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I had to look it
up.
What
is it? What is it?
It's spelled S-K-R-T, and it's supposed to represent the sound that tires make when you brake or stop suddenly. And so it means stop. It just means skirt. Like if somebody's saying something you don't want them to tell, like maybe you're about to tell a secret of mine and I will say to you, skirt, skirt.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll start doing that immediately. I actually hate that one. I don't hate that. Skirt. Anything that's like a sound effect, anything that's a sound effect, I'll get on board with that. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
What do I mean if I tell you that something totally sends me?
It makes you elated. You're so excited. Like you send me, oh, I'm so like, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm in love. I'm joyful. I'm exuberant. No, I'm not all. I'm totally failing at this. I'm failing miserably. I suck. What? This is not at all what it is. Okay.
It means like something is super, super funny. So like, oh my God, that movie sent me, right? Like that movie just absolutely sends me.
I was kind of close.
I mean, you were sort of
happy, joyful. Like it made me exuberant, happy, joyful, but it was funny. Okay. All right. Kind of, sort of. Okay. Got it. All right. It sends me. Okay.
Now, what does it mean if I say, man, I am so pressed?
I've heard this. I've heard this. Gwen has said this about a friend. Like somebody said, yes, depressed. Is that right? No, wait, impressed. depressed. wait, hold on. I have a lot of stuff going on.
It just means you're super angry.
That. Yes.
I am pressed.
I've heard this. I just don't remember what it was. One of her friends said this before. Yes.
Yep. That's what that is. I know you know this one. I know that this one will be not a new one to you.
Don't give me any credit.
No. I know. I believe in you. I know you know this one.
Okay.
What does it mean when someone has a glow up?
Oh, that's when like you look like shit before and then they put a bunch of makeup and do your hair and then you have a glow up, like a big time makeover. It's a makeover. I love makeovers. Right?
It can also just mean that like maybe you started out as like a wallflower, total nerd, and you actually glowed up into some total hottie, right?
So it could be like an emotional or a physical glow up. It could be either one. It could be like you went, right.
I mean, I think it's more physical.
Right. It's like Olivia Newton-John in Grease, right?
Kind of, except I thought she was so pretty before the quote unquote glow up. I was like, she's precious. I thought she was so pretty.
That's because you are Sandy and I am Sandy. Right?
Tell me about it, stud.
Stud.
All right. What does it mean when I say her drip is iconic?
Oh God. Her drip is like, oh, I've heard this before and I don't know what it is. I don't know.
It means that someone has a really cool sense of style or the way that she carries herself is really cool. So like we would say that about Victoria Beckham, right? We'd be like, oh my God, her drip is iconic.
Right. Her drip is iconic. That's right. She is. Okay. I get it.
Okay. What does it mean if you are telling me how to do something and I say, man, I don't get it. I'm baby.
Oh, you're like a newbie. Like you're immature. Like you don't understand things. You're naive.
Yes.
You don't get
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah. I got it. Yay.
You got one. Okay. This is another one I had to look up because this one I had not heard before. If you told me that you just got tickets to Robbie Williams, right? I would say, oh my God, that is so wig.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wig. I don't know why wig would be awesome.
It is. But it's awesome. It's apparently the where it comes from is that like something is so exciting to you that if you were a person who wore a wig, it would have flown off because you were so excited.
Oh, okay. Blew your wig off. It just blew it right off. Okay. God, these are so dumb. Serious. I'm worried about this generation. I love you, Valen. I love you, but I'm a little worried.
Okay, now this one, I thought it only meant to throw something at a very high velocity, but it turns out that it has been expanded to mean basically anything that is super excellent or super great or super high quality, or to like agree with something. It's like one of those universal words like the F-bomb where you can use it in all kinds of different contexts, but you've heard it before and it's yeet.
Oh my God, yeet is everywhere. Yeet is just... Yeet is just yeet. Like, I don't think it has a meaning, right? It's just a...
Well, it used to mean to, like, if you yeet something, like, you would say yeet when you were, like, dunking a basketball or, like, throwing paper in a garbage can and, like, making a basket or whatever. But now you say it just as a... You can even say it in place of bet. Like, you can say it as a way to just agree with someone or, like, say, that's awesome or whatever.
It's just exclamatory. It's just an exclamatory word. And now there's yeet baby. You've seen the yeet baby, right?
No.
Oh my God. How have you not seen yeet baby? I kind of like, I wish I would have told you, I wish I would have known this before we went on it. You could have shown a video of yeet baby. There's yeet baby and her uncle. You've seen this, the uncle and the, I feel like you've seen it. If not, we're going to have to show it in our daily. It's this uncle that has his niece. And she tries to pour like the liquids in and then it spills everywhere. You've never seen this. I have to send you the video. I follow them on Instagram and they're all over social media. And it's this sweet uncle and she's called the yeet baby.
Why?
Well, I think because he used to make her say yeet all the time.
Oh, okay.
And she's just this tiny, tiny little baby. And she'd just be like, yeet. And that's all she'd do. And she'd like scream at ducks and be like, yeet, yeet. And that's all she'd. And it was now it's like become this thing. I mean, they have merchandise. It's like it has yeet all over it.
Huh.
I know. It doesn't mean anything. It just is yeet.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously the word chuggy is still on the list of things that they say.
What is chuggy?
It's basically like the photo negative of trendy. So it's, and it's specifically to be used if someone who thinks they're being trendy, but they're actually not. So like if I wear Crocs and I wear them like unironically and I'm thinking, oh, I'm like so in style, somebody could say to me, that's actually really chuggy. It's not trendy at all.
Actually, Crocs are totally in style now.
See, so that's a bad example.
Not for me. Cause I, if like, you won't catch me dead in Crocs. But for middle school girls and like certain sports and stuff, they wear them like unironically.
Wow.
And I want to stab myself in the face because they're doing this. This is what they're doing. Just so you know, it's happening.
Well, and if you are someone who's super bougie, that means you have very, very expensive taste. So like all the finer things, if you're bougie.
Bougie. That's bougie. Okay. I always wonder what bougie is in that stupid song. That ratchet, bougie, whatever. I always wondered what that was. Yeah. What's that chick's name that sang that song? She's the Michelle the.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, that's right. Now, speaking of bougie, if you want to use an adjective to describe someone wearing expensive things, like maybe they're just like dripping in diamonds or whatever, then you would actually say they are dripping. So if you could say, oh my God, did you see that woman's gown? She is dripping. Like she's like just oozing expensiveness.
Okay. So like Kris Jenner would be dripping.
And I think you can also say drip. You can just say her outfit is drip.
Really?
I think so.
Are you just making
probably.
That up?
Are
you just... Okay.
No cap.
I feel like you're getting way too comfortable with this crap. You're like, you can just say drip. It's fine. I'm just making up the rules now. I'm over here being Gen X, just making up the freaking rules, you guys. It's fine. Just dropping that drip bomb.
Oh my God. All right, two more. So the first one is, if you're showing off something, like if you're showing off a new possession or a new...
Humble brag? Is this humble brag?
It is not, but you're not wrong.
No.
You're not wrong.
I knew what that was. I know what that is. Humble brag. But go ahead.
Well, and humble brag is like kind of subtle, right? Like it's not just openly bragging, but like you say something to let people know that you're trying to brag without bragging.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh God, I have to pack for Europe tonight.
Yes.
So exhausting.
That is a humble brag.
Okay.
But no, if you are showing off like a new pair of shoes or something like that, you could say, I'm flexing. I got new Yeezys. I'm flexing.
Flexing. I've heard of flexing. Yeah. Or this is a flex, or that's a flex, or yeah, that's a weird flex that the guy did that. Okay. Yeah. Flexing I've heard of.
And then the last one, I had to look up because I've not heard my son say this. I've not heard really anybody saying it, but I see it on all the lists of the Gen Z slang, and it's guap, GUAP. And it just means lots and lots of money.
Interesting. Cause like guap, guapo, I think, is handsome in Spanish, and like guapísimo is like really. I think that's right. Maybe I'm wrong about
that. I don't
know
Spanish.
I could be wrong.
At all.
I just wonder where that. I just wonder where the hell that came from.
No idea. No idea.
Where did they come up with this crap?
I don't know.
Valen's gonna have to like tell us where they come up with all this crap. So interesting.
I hope Valen has been keeping track of like which ones she knew and which ones she didn't, and like which ones she uses and which ones she doesn't.
Yeah, has a little list of things that she ticks off. Okay, so I was what, like maybe. One for however many, I maybe do one of those.
But at least now you'll know when you hear them that you've at least heard them before and can kind of remember what they mean.
Yeah, I can sort of understand like the language that my daughter's speaking and that her friends are speaking, because it is a completely different language, you know? You think that you know, but you really don't know.
You don't know.
And then you get into the whole, like at some point we're going to have to do a podcast just on the online lingo that kids use.
Oh, like the abbreviations you mean in texting?
Right.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
Like that's a whole other thing where they talk to each other via text that it makes zero sense. And if you don't understand that, you could be in big trouble as a parent. But just the communication style that we've talked about today, I mean, that's knowing that and understanding what they're talking about and being able to just hear things and the auditory cues.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's a whole bunch of abbreviations and like other lingo that's used to hide stuff from parents.
Right.
That's not a bad idea to do a follow up on that.
Yeah, we'll have to do a follow up sometime, like in the next few months, on that for the new year for all these parents of Gen Zers that are clueless because they think, oh, that's fine.
It's not fine. Mm-mm. All right. Well, so concludes your year end lingo lesson.
Thank you. I feel like I'm going to start the new year off understanding a little bit more of my 12-year-old, almost 12-year-old, and I won't feel like such a complete idiot. So that's a good thing. And hopefully other people have learned some stuff too.
Indeed.
That's great. We'll all be on fleek until next time, you guys. Have a great week. And where can they find us?
Oh my gosh. If they're not going to chicksontheright.com every single day, they're not doing life right. But we're also on all the social media platforms. In fact, we're starting to have a bigger presence on Locals. And it's Chicks on the Right on Locals. Twitter, Instagram, Rumble, Parler, and Getter at Chicks on Right. And on Facebook at Chicks on the Right. And the Facebook Insiders group, if you want to be with the best community of all time, troll-free zone, just go to our main Facebook page and click on Become a Supporter, and you can come on into that Facebook Insiders group. It's the best folks on earth.
Oh my God, absolute best community ever. So definitely check that out. And then, of course, all of our socials. Get on all of our socials at Chicks on Right. And we will talk to you guys next week. Have a wonderful week and Happy New Year.
Bye.
That was so funny you said that. I actually did keep a whole entire notepad.
Are you serious? Did you recognize any of them?
All of them. The only ones that I've never heard before and I thought were extremely weird were Kiki.
Yeah.
I'm Baby, So Wig, Chuggy, and Guap.
Okay.
Those five I've never heard before.
But the rest of them you have.
Yeah, but some of them also I use in different terminology.
Really? Like what?
Really?
You said like a song's a bop.
Yeah.
Me and my friends will say a bop is in a time. So I'll be like, if I haven't seen one of my friends, say she moved away for a job and she comes home, I'd be like, I haven't seen you in a bop. Or I'll say it's been a brick since I've seen you.
A brick?
Oh my.
Yeah. People from Jersey use brick as a sense of temperature and they'll say it's brick outside.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That's so weird. That
wow.
is so crazy.
Add those to the list,
man. Oh my God.
I love that you used cap and stuff. That's a huge, like no cap or cap.
Yeah.
Is my friends always use that term.
That's huge. Jackson says that constantly.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what geekin' or luncheon is?
Uh-uh.
That's something that like, so a lot of people that weren't from the DMV didn't know what that one was. And me and my friends use it by like daily. So geekin' and luncheon just both means like someone that's funny. So like even if I was describing you guys to my friends, I'd be like, oh, like they're geekin'.
Really?
And I'd be like, that's me.
If you say something funny, I'd be like, oh, that was luncheon.
Oh my God, I haven't heard either of those. I'm going to have to ask my son about those.
Geekin' and luncheon, oh my God.
But like, what's the difference between the two?
Geekin' is more something you do. So I'd say like, I'm geekin',
okay.
Or like he's geekin', and luncheon is I'm talking about someone. So like you're luncheon.
Wow, okay. This is interesting getting your perspective.